wet. And did you see the braided buckle?
Hang on to your claim ticket.
Oh, I'll hang on to this forever. Have you been on eBay? There's so many finds. And I bet that diving watch would sell fast. Just saying.
Find what you love. Sell what you don't. eBay. Things people love.
We don't whisper opinions. We deliver them at full volume.
They do not know how to whisper.
105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I want to talk about engineers sleep in their mattresses, the Duo Essential, the Duo Memory, the Duo Latex, Duo Lift, the classic hybrids, the Today mattress. They have all of those for you. You know, bed frames, we don't talk enough about that. They do a great job, the bed frames and accessories, the pillows, the protectors, the Duo comfort tops in the bundle. They can bundle all those together as well. Save money when you tell them you heard about it here. By the way, President's Day sale going on. You can save up to 30% right now. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. Check those out online. Go to 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Check those out as well. So great friends at Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. To our guest lines, Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com, joins us. Good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
I'm doing great. Now, correct me if you think I'm wrong on this. But I had a Gamecock friend of mine, we was via text yesterday, but was depressed about the Dobson maybe to LSU. For those who don't know, maybe the number one corner in the country is from the state of South Carolina, and the Gamecocks are in it. But then they, you know, some crystal balls from folks about that. My response back to him was, who cares, man? Like, in the old days, I would care a little bit, but it's February the 3rd, and all this guy's doing, he's setting his initial NIL bar. And he'll still, I'm sure, take visits to get paid to take visits elsewhere. That more now than ever, that this is just the initial one. And you'd rather be out in front, I would think. But in the end, I don't mean who cares, but you give LSU credit. But for the most part, man, this is a marathon. And we're at the first furlong, man. We've got a long way to go. And for everybody in the country, I imagine, we'll still be in this thing. And we're on the right page here that early commitments now don't mean near as much as stacking that equity in the bank as it used to.
I would agree with you, and I think with Dobson making the move from Catawba Ridge to Huff, you know, was probably not great for South Carolina. You know, takes him out of the state and into North Carolina, and you know, I expect his recruitment to probably follow a similar track to Samari Matthews, who of course ended up signing with Texas after taking, you know, several visits to, you know, South Carolina, Clemson, several other schools. He ended up, you know, getting a significant NIL offer from Texas and really didn't waver too much after he committed to them. And, you know, I think Dobson is probably looking for a similar type package. And, you know, LSU is obviously one of the schools that is offering significant money to prospects out of high school, and it's, you know, an interesting scenario right now with the Lane Kiffin era just getting underway. You know, but I would expect South Carolina to continue to recruit him if he does make an early commitment. I would expect South Carolina to continue to pursue him as an uncommitted prospect, essentially. And a lot will come down to what kind of season South Carolina has, whether they can turn things around and you know, have a much better season in 2026 than they did in 2025. And then NIL will certainly be a big factor with a player like Dobson. So, you know, like you said, a long way to go. And you know, nothing to panic about right now. If you're South Carolina or Clemson or any of the other schools that are involved with Dobson, I think, you know, a lot could change between now and when it comes time to make things official. And we'll just have to jump on the roller coaster ride together and see where it takes us.
With that said, I don't disagree that you want to be out front, but the other part of it is now everybody's got the bullseye. I mean, LSU now has the bullseye if he does commit to him. Let's assume that. But the bullseye's on them now. And the other part of it that Paul Shreela always talks about from TigerIllustrated.com is the initial commitment now is only the bar set. So whatever LSU has promised in NIL, that's just the first bid. Are you seeing the same thing there? Would you agree with that? That now and now that we know what LSU – so in other words, and sometimes you don't even want a commitment because you don't want to know what you're offering or what – and I'm sure let's get around, but – now we know everybody what did LSU offer, and now we can go if we want to try to up that bid, we can up that bid.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think the one thing you have to be careful with is, you know, some of these, you know, and I don't want to say all put them all in the so-called agent category because, you know, they're not all the same, but there are a lot of agents who are, I think, trying to drive the price up, so to speak, and start throwing numbers out there for players that aren't necessarily accurate in terms of total NIL offers that players have received. And I'm not saying that's happening here with Dobson, but you do have to be careful with that as a coach to know for sure, you know, what is a real offer, what isn't, what's a real number, what isn't, you know, But I would agree with the general sentiment that this is, you know, the initial bar, and now we'll see if any other schools are willing to get over that bar and up their offer and you know, where the negotiations might go with each school. You know, and it also remains to be seen, you know, whether is he as good as he's rated right now. You know, I can tell you there are some mixed opinions on him. I think everyone thinks he's a good player, but not everyone I've spoken with believes he's an elite player or someone necessarily deserving of a bidding war between all of the powerhouse schools out there. So we'll see what kind of spring and summer he has, and then of course what kind of senior season he has. But it's going to be an interesting one to follow.
Gamecocks had their first junior day over the weekend. Some of the storylines that you guys are following at this point, how'd it go?
Well, you know, the weather obviously impacted things to where, you know, a number of players who were scheduled to be there were unable to make it in because travel wasn't safe. You know, probably the biggest story, literally and figuratively, were two offensive linemen who did make it in town. In Nate Carson and Ty Johnson, and South Carolina has now offered Ty Johnson out of Mount Pleasant from Lucy Beckham High School, 6'6", 290, probably a right tackle at the college level, and they joined Georgia in offering him. And I think right now his recruitment is set up to probably be a battle between those two schools, and I'd say, just from some of the feedback I've received from some people close to him, Georgia is probably the team to beat right now. His father is a big Georgia guy, and Ty grew up a big Georgia fan. But he also has a lot of friends who are likely to end up at South Carolina, and you know, so a lot could change between now and when he makes a decision. But South Carolina has now officially offered him. And then Nate Carson is a guy who I don't think – was a huge Lonnie Teasley guy, especially with the way things went last season. And I think he's now, you know, a little bit more back in South Carolina's camp with Randy Clements taking over as the offensive line coach. I think he feels more comfortable with him and his ability to get the most out of him as a player if he does end up at South Carolina. So I think the Gamecocks are back in sort of the pole position with him. So getting him back on campus was productive. You know, but a number of the other players who were expected to be there didn't make it, and they're going to try to get as many of them as they can in for spring practice in March and try to make up for the day, so to speak, that they missed over the weekend.
Since we last talked, Gamecocks get a commitment, this time a long snapper. Tell us about the most recent Gamecock commitment?
Yeah, we had been asked earlier in the week if there were, any prospects that South Carolina might sign in the late signing period. At the time, we did not know of anyone that they were tracking, and then that we find out that they did have a long snapper that they were targeting, and it's one of those positions that's often overlooked, and it's one of those things you never really want to hear about your long snapper, because you just want them to go out there and do their job, and they found ones they felt like could be consistent and could be an answer for them as a potential starter, and so they made the decision of the staff to take Kyler Farrow, and we'll see Matthew O, who will join Kyler Farrow, but Matthew O was the one who committed to him, and he had offers from Duke, SMU, Middle Tennessee, some other schools like that, and was also an invitation, received an invitation to participate in the Under Armour game. So it was an interesting pickup, not one that we saw coming, but like I said, a position who certainly can be an important one for young special teams.
Texture wants to know about the JUCO offensive lineman, anything there, or is this class pretty much wrapped up at this point?
Last we heard, we did not expect South Carolina to win that battle. I actually talked to Hale McGranahan about him a little bit yesterday, and the feeling that he was getting from some of the people he was talking to was that he was not likely to end up at South Carolina. LSU could end up being the choice there. He took visits to Alabama, South Carolina, Auburn, and LSU, or is going to visit LSU here coming up. And right now the feeling is LSU could end up being the choice.
Do we know spring practice dates yet? I hadn't seen anything. I don't recall seeing anything. Do we know when we're going to start spring practice?
Yes. I mean, they did release the dates. They're going to start in March. I should have had that pulled up.
I threw you a curveball there on that one.
They did just announce them. Cool. And they're going to – yeah, here we go. They're going to start on March 4th. And there is – right now there has been no announcement on a spring game as to whether they're going to have it or not. But they're going to practice on March 4th, 5th, and 6th, and then they'll have spring break, and then resume on March 18th, and then wrap things up on April 11th. So we'll see if they end up having a spring game this year. In the announcement, it didn't reference it one way or the other. We'll see, how that goes. I think a lot of schools are starting to move away from spring games. And we'll see if South Carolina is one of them.
I get part of that. Part of it I don't get, and correct me if I'm wrong, but South Carolina always had a good turnout for spring games. It's a way to create a little energy. We're always looking for, excitement, and always looking for news. With that said, too, I always thought the Gamecocks did a pretty good job, like a lot of teams, from recruiting weekend. Getting guys in and creating a buzz about that. So that doesn't outweigh, in your mind, is that way outweigh? Or what are we talking about in balancing the pros and cons of a spring game, in your opinion?
I think I can see it from both sides. I would agree with all the things you just said. South Carolina's done a good job in the past of making it an event for the fans and an event for recruits and a productive day overall. I think the other side of it is, they've had some injuries, which, of course, could also occur during spring practice. It's not just a spring game where injuries could occur, but they have had a few injuries that have affected them over the years, some of the recent years. And it just, it was becoming less and less physical, less and less of a game, and more of, you know, they would spend maybe not half the game, but a quarter of it doing special teams things and, you know, some drills and different things that I don't think were really of much interest to the fans. So I don't know. It's a mixed bag. I can see it from both sides, honestly. I would think if they don't have a spring game, they would still want to make their final practices, you know, an event and try to get as many recruits there as they can to try to still take advantage of that window and that opportunity to have them on campus and see practice and, you know, try to get as many of their big-time targets there as possible. But it just feels like more and more schools are moving away from it and it's becoming more of a thing of the past than something to look forward to.
All right, tell me about thebigspur.com. Obviously, a lot going on and a great time to subscribe here. You got baseball season and right around the corner, too. I know John Whittle does a great job with that.
Yeah, he does. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of team they can put together this year. But we do have still a lot of good content on the site right now from a recruiting standpoint. We have a VIP room we posted last night. I've got a story on an Alabama receiver South Carolina offered recently that Shane Beamer offered personally, and I know the staff thinks a lot of him, and a lot of good stuff on the site right now. So just go to thebigspur.com and become a member today and get all the great Gamecock info with spring practice right around the corner.
Place to find it, thebigspur.com. Let's review it again. We talk next week, and can't wait to do that. Have a great week, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Short break. We'll come back. A little Super Bowl talk. Drake May's shoulder is improving. What does that mean to the game, the line? We'll kind of give you some early thoughts on Super Bowl right after this.
Looking for the right solid surface flooring for your home? Do you have a few questions about the best options for you? No worries. That's where Greer Flooring Center consultants can help. Our team of local professionals can show you hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile, and engineered wood flooring and answer your questions to customize the perfect space. Remember, you'll always find knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center. Now, our new state-of-the-art showroom is at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for a reason. You can't see it, smell it, or taste it, but a faulty gas furnace can leak it into your home. That's why a gas furnace inspection from Blue Ridge Heating and Air really matters. As an Armstrong Air preferred dealer, their certified technicians check for hidden dangers like cracked heat exchangers and blocked vents before they turn serious. For year-round peace of mind and efficiency, choose Blue Ridge Heating and Air's comfort maintenance plan. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions.
When your business depends on the road, trust Skinner Tire for reliable truck tire solutions. From heavy-duty tires to expert alignments, tire balancing, and quick repairs, we keep your fleet rolling. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we offer installation, oil changes, and 24-hour roadside help, so you're never left stranded. Skinner Tire has you covered. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 today for truck tires and service you can count on.
QC Kinetics helps active people stay active. People like David Boardman, police officer, competitive athlete, and gym owner who trains hard almost every day.
My body's taken a lot of abuse over the years. I've had multiple knee surgeries on both of my knees. I could barely run a mile prior to going to QC Kinetics. Doctors have all told me, hey, you are going to need knee replacements.
But QC Kinetics gave David great news.
We're going to give you the opportunity to have not one, but two healthy knees, and we don't have to cut you open.
And after David's regenerative treatments at QC Kinetics?
Since I've gone to them, I run 20, 30 miles a week. I really wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for QC Kinetics.
From knee pain to Ironman training.
It's a no-brainer.
Now it's your turn. Call QC Kinetics to book your free consultation today.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Ace Smiles at the Clemson Dental Implant Center has an exclusive offer just for Roar FM listeners. For a limited time, mention you heard this ad on The Roar at your dental appointment, and receive a free teeth whitening kit. And if you show them your ticket to a Clemson sporting event, you'll receive a free mechanical toothbrush. So book your dental cleaning appointment today for a healthier mouth and whiter smile with a free teeth whitening kit from Ace Smiles. Visit ace-smiles.com to schedule your appointment today.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Flyler Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
And you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
It's a shame that Hall & Oates don't speak to each other anymore. Is that still the case? Like, they're still mad at each other. Like, come on, man. Make up. Have a little reunion tour. That song was, we're playing a family game last night, you know, where you put the phone up and you had to give the clues. And that was one of our clues last night that we were giving each other, my wife and I giving each other and the kids. And Drake always wanted to do, like, music, and he's thinking, and, like, he's never heard that song before. Anyway, that was one of our clues last night, Hall & Oates with Rich Girl. My great friends at Double Dog Dare, John Culberson, 30 years of experience, 60 national and regional awards, you know, from his days back at YFF and his days of his own production company now. The copywriting from the, you know, from the video stuff he does now, video production stuff he does, the editing he does, the videography stuff that he does. He's going to make your company look awesome. He's going to get you the product that you want, that you need, and even help you if you don't have an idea what you want. This video that you can put and explain to you who are telling your story about your company, about things going on inside your company. So many great companies in the upstate are doing this. Some of the, actually, the largest manufacturers in the upstate are using him. I can't tell you their names, but you know who I'm talking about. I'm using him now. So Double Dog Video Productions. It's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. They do a great job of it and helping you tell your story of your business. We did it here at The Roar. We had a chance to do that at Double Dog Dare Video Productions. AP Clemson moves up to number 20 in the Associated Press poll, 19 in the Coaches poll, stay at 19. Gus Malzahn retires. Last night in college basketball, we had Kansas beating Texas Tech. Kansas is playing well right now. And North Carolina beat Syracuse. The other one I wanted to get to here just quickly as we now open up our phone lines, Tiger Diagnostic phone lines and our Adams & Co. Roofing text line, is the story of two things with the NFL. Number one, Robert Kraft not selected for the Hall of Fame class. So this seems like a little karmic debt paid. Like his owner, I mean, like his former coach Bill Belichick, not selected. Robert Kraft also not selected. Kraft, the first-time Hall of Fame finalist this year, did not receive enough votes from the 50-person committee to be included in the class, and which will be announced to the NFL honors in San Francisco. Interestingly enough, it was the new voting requirements in 25 that helped Kraft against Belichick. He's one of the five finalists among the contributors, coaches, and senior players who last appeared in game in 2000 or earlier. Kraft was the contributor finalist, and Belichick was the coach. Roger Craig, Ken Anderson, and L.C. Greenwood are the players. So the 50-player votes, you needed 40 of that, and Kraft did not get that. As you know, Belichick fell short last week, and we thought that it was Kraft and his maybe finagling and politicking that might have been a big part of that. So with that said, neither Kraft nor Belichick to the Hall of Fame. That's interesting. The other news coming out of the NFL, getting ready for Sunday's Super Bowl, is that Drake May, who had the shoulder injury in the Denver game, emerged from that with not being able to go through full practices last week. He said, I'm feeling good and I'll be just fine, said before winking. Well, he gave him the wink. I don't know if that was a something in his eye, but he gave him the wink. He was limited in practice on Thursday, didn't practice on Friday due to illness, but now back and speaking of a team event, said, quote, "I think I've turned the corner landing on the flight. It felt good from the flight and throwing here out here today. Really had no doubt of being 100% for the game. It's the Super Bowl. You get 2 weeks to prepare for it. Do whatever you have to do to get it right. I've got confidence that I feel good," said of his rotating right shoulder to emphasize the point. So looks like he's ready to go for Sunday's Super Bowl. With that said, for the Super Bowl 6:30 kick, NBC and Peacock. I'm a Peacock captain, got to fly. Seattle's still a 4.5-point favorite. So the news of Drake May and his shoulder has not affected the line at all. Any guests over there, Will Clanton, for Super Bowl StubHub get-in prices at this point in time?
I would say, just because of where it is,
yeah,
I would say $4,300.
You, my friend, are a stinking genius.
Really? How yes. close?
$4,800. So you get very, very close on that one. $4,800.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, there are other ones here. There is a $53,000 per ticket for a pair of tickets. That's $106,000 for the pair. So the $4,800, what you're seeing there is that's actually $9,600 for a pair. Let me go individual, like a single ticket. Let's do this. Like, if you don't have any friends, you want to do this. Yeah, $4,800 still the lowest of the get-in prices at this point in time. Boy, I just wish somebody would will me Super Bowl tickets. And speaking of that, so I got an email yesterday from our general manager. And our friends at Verizon sent us this. They said, if you want to feel a good story, I want to offer you Demarius Hill of Anderson, South Carolina. Demarius is a Verizon sales rep and just punched his ticket to the Super Bowl through his hard work and commitment. And he said, quote, "I'm still thinking about wrapping my head around it. It feels exciting, grateful, and a little bit disbelief. The Super Bowl is something I've all watched for years. So the idea I might get to actually go experience this in person is amazing." And on Thursday's show, you with me on Thursday, Will Clinton?
That is the one day I'm not with you.
Oh, no. Demarius, well, you got to tune in. Demarius Hill is going to be on the show. So we'll get in touch with them about this Verizon employee that through their whatever program they have, we'll learn about that program and how it works out. But a major sponsor, and this guy gets to go to the Super Bowl out in California. So I'm sure he'll be probably leaving that day. We'll find out what a Super Bowl looks like and all that. So a good Anderson native. Pays off, man. Good stuff for sure. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Texter asks, this is from 8480. "Is the TGL already fading away? I think they need to eliminate some of these strange holes like the bridge hole and the stinger hole." Yeah, look, it's a little bit gimmicky anyway. I wish they would just play on real golf courses. Like, let's do Royal Melbourne. Let's do St. Andrews. Let's do Augusta National. Let's do, you know, play on course. Or how about this? On great golf courses inside the top 10 in the world that they don't play majors on. Like Pine Valley is the number one golf course in the world, according to many. But they don't host any majors ever.
Why couldn't they do one hole of the best hole of the top 18 golf courses?
Love it. Absolutely love it. The best holes, they'll let the players vote on the best holes. Why don't they do this? Why don't we do it where the players, each player from each team enters a hole into the round, and then you play that one throughout. And that's that way we learn idea. More about all that.
Or yeah. have a fan vote.
Yeah. So 8084's point is, like, is it fading away? No. Now, I'm trying to get on. He's agreed to come on. We have one of the local designers here that is in charge of helping design these holes. And I want to see how this works out. But Bo Welling is a guy that we've had on the show before. As a matter of fact, he was the president of the United States Curling Association. On their board, and we had him on the show talking curling. We've never had him show talking golf design, but he's a golf course designer. and he's helped golf the TGL design these holes. So I need to get him on again. I made contact with him last year, and I just dropped the ball on it. We'll make sure if we can get him on again. But
curling and golf course design?
Yep. Yeah, it feels weird. And he told the story on the air about it. That matter of fact, he gave me a great USA Curling T-shirt that I love for years. Finally got to take my holes in. I need to do that. Anyway, he was designing golf courses. He was up in Minnesota, and he walks into this boardroom or this hotel, whatever, and all these people meet there, and he goes, what is this? He's never seen curling before. He had such an infatuation with the sport, became enthralled with it, and eventually was put on their board and was the CEO of their board. And as a matter of fact, would be texting us and calling us from the Olympics or pre-Olympic stuff or whatever, getting ready for USA Curling. Will you do me a big favor? Will you let me know, who are the curling powers? I think it's Canada. I could be wrong. But can you tell me the historically speaking and even the current rankings? Like, who are the powers?
The current rankings.
All right. We need to do this every week, by the way. We'll do the college football playoff poll and the curling poll. Like, who's the powers in curling?
You've got Scotland, Canada, Sweden, United States, Italy, China, and Germany.
So we're fourth? United States is fourth?
These are individual rankings. Let me get the
Scotland. That would be for the UK, because Scotland does not play as a
And that's women's as well.
Okay.
Give me one more second to work that out.
You want to let these young people do it instead? Ashby might have it back there because it's taking you old. Do you know anything about a computer? Like how to turn it on or anything? Or
I can't get the Google machine working.
Oh man! But no, we need more of that for sure. Yeah. Texter 0338 says, "Shooter Sanders makes the Pro Bowl over Trevor Lawrence. Ha ha! Why do people hate Trevor so much?" I don't know. I don't think the Pro Bowl is any kind of popularity contest, and I don't think the Pro Bowl is any kind of because it's such a gimmicky thing now. I don't think that's the badge of honor that it once was. All pro team, yes. But me named to the Pro Bowl now, no, I don't think that's a major deal there. Roger is in the Electric City of Anderson. Roger, thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Hey, good, Mickey. I need some curling tips for some prop bets on curling.
Hey, believe me, you can bet on it. And
I know you can.
Oh, it would be a big, big deal there. And it's, especially the Olympics part of it. But no, you can bet on it for sure. Yeah, we need rankings. I need over-under lines, I guess. I need spreads, yeah. I guess, for curling coming up. So curling, this will start – actually, on February the 4th, we'll see curling. The first USA matches, mixed doubles curling. We'll see. No, United States isn't doing it on the 4th. So anyway, I'll give you the schedule. United States curling is on Thursday the 5th. We'll see United States versus Norway in curling.
Okay.
So, men's doubles.
Well, I'm going to need to put in for that day to take the day off.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to.
Have you, on a serious note, Roger?
I can have some days off.
On a serious note, have you watched it?
I have watched it, and actually, I can watch it and stay a little bit interested, quite honestly.
It's fascinating. And the thing about curling is, I don't know. There's so much strategy involved in it, and I don't understand it until at the end. And you go, oh, that's why they did that. I say it's one of the most strategic games we have out there. And then the physical part of it, of when to speed it up, when to slow it down, and when to leave the stone there and all. I think it's a great sport. I made fun of it before, and then I started watching it. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of into it. I think it's really cool.
Well, I'll be honest, and I'm not being funny. I have about as much interest in curling as I do the Super Bowl.
Isn't it something?
I don't care at all about the Super Bowl. I could care less.
Is that because the teams, we don't have the marquee names, the marquee coaches? What's the reason for this?
And you know the halftime show is trash, so I don't. Yeah. I'm being totally honest. I have as much interest in curling as some of the other Winter Olympics that I do the Super Bowl. The thing I've always said about the Winter Olympics, I've been saying for years, there's a lot of things I like to watch. I love to watch downhill because of the daring and the speed and the skill that the men and women that do that do. Of course, I like hockey. I've always said, Mickey, that they need to put boxing in the Winter Olympics. I think that boxing used to get such a boost back in the day before they expanded the Olympics to have all these in the summertime with all these extra sports like basketball. Of course, they had that back then, but now it's so much bigger internationally. And all these other sports that they've added to the Summer Olympics. Boxing's an indoor sport. There's no reason why it should be in the Winter Olympics just because it's not on an icy surface or have anything to do with cold weather. That, I mean, it's a sport that they should have in the Winter Olympics because you remember growing up. I mean, my gosh, think of all the great boxers that came out of the U.S. Olympic team. You're talking about George Foreman.
Muhammad
Sugar
Ali,
Ray Leonard,
Sugar Ray Leonard,
De La Hoya. Well, Ali was back in 1960. Yeah. But then you had George Foreman in 68. You had a lot of guys that got their name from the Olympics and then went on to great careers. Evander Holyfield.
Yeah, you know, you made a great point.
I don't know why they're not in the Winter. They should be the Winter Olympics.
Well, you made a great point about indoor sports and all this. If you think about it, gymnastics is indoors. Swimming is indoors. You know, the road cycle. I said gymnastics is indoors. You know, if you think about it, like, Summer Olympics rather than Winter Olympic sports? I guess it's not ice skates or skis.
Well, gymnastics could definitely be in the Winter Olympics. I don't know that they would want it because of the close sort of audience they get with the figure skating and all the stuff they do with that. It's sort of a similar thing. But I don't see why you couldn't do it. I mean, sir, the Summer Olympics are so overcrowded with events. They need to slice off some of those things, especially boxing. If you want to go gymnastics, my gosh, you could sit here all day and think of things that they should put in the Winter Olympics that are in the Summer Olympics that are held indoor volleyball.
Yeah. You make a good point, man. I hadn't thought about it that way. That's why I love hosting this show.
I mean, you couldn't do basketball because of the crazy situation now with the pros, which I don't think they should have pros in the NBA playing international Olympic basketball, but certainly you can do other indoor sports. They don't get creative like that, though. They are very strict and keep it as a sort of, I mean, my gosh, you got all these new things they've added, the snowboarding and all that, and that's fine. I like to watch that too, but I just think that boxing would get such a boost if they could put it in the Winter Olympics. Because boxing right now is such a dying sport.
Except I agree.
For the Jake Paul circus. The Jake Paul circus is all they got.
I like it, man. I never thought about it that way, but I like it for sure. Hey, Roger, appreciate the phone call, buddy. Take care of yourself. And yeah, not a Super Bowl buzz for some reason. We don't really see that. I'm looking at an overview right now of ski mountaineering and how it works. You ski a little bit, you take your skis off, you climb mountains on foot, and then you ski downhill some. Ski mountaineering, this is going to be a very, very interesting sport. It's a hiking / cross-country skiing / downhill skiing. I'm going to be interested to watch a little ski mountaineering in these Winter Olympics coming up. Hey, my friends, the Patterson Tax Service do an incredible job with your taxes. And, you know, I feel bad for the Patterson Tax Service. Like, they don't get to watch – I think they watch the Super Bowl probably, but college basketball season winding down. You know, sometimes the Masters winding down. Like, they don't get to watch all this because they're doing taxes like crazy all day, every day. Let them do your taxes for you, though. Walk-ins are welcome. They'll take care of you. My great friends at Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. Go ahead and make take your reservation, make your appointment right now. They'd love to do it for you. Love to help you out. Business or personal taxes. I am 6 weeks away, 5 weeks away from going to see the Patterson Tax Service. Let me know, by the way, on our text line when you're going and how it goes as well. Final segment of a Tuesday show right after this.
You've tried keto, paleo, Weight Watchers, intermittent fasting. You name it, you've tried it. You'll lose the weight, and then it comes right back. And at the end of the day, you blame yourself, your willpower, your discipline. But I'm going to let you in on a little bit of truth. It was never about your willpower or your discipline. But at PhD Weight Loss, they have identified the one thing, and they will build a plan that works with your body, not against it. And if you call right now, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss will give you 2 free weeks in the program. They'll pay for your food so you can finally see real answers without all the trial and error. If you've had enough with the yo-yo dieting and you're ready for clarity in your life, call PhD Weight Loss right now and mention my name, John Height. No more guessing, it's just answers. Call 864-644-1900 and say John Height. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Welcome to the Ingles Table, a delicious destination with recipes galore. Need to whip up a dessert, entree, side dish? No problem. The experts from the Ingles Table take you through it step by step with expert tips and advice along the way. Find the Ingles Table at ingles-markets.com or swing by the store and pick up your free copy of the Ingles Table magazine. And let's get cooking. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider. From the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you need blood work, don't wait. Visit Tiger Diagnostics by appointment or walk-in right here in Seneca, Anderson, Greenville, and after hours in Piedmont. Physician-led, rooted in South Carolina, Tiger Diagnostics is different. Focused on getting results back to you and your doctor quickly, as well as offering direct-to-consumer, low-cost signature health panels. Trusted by doctors, designed for patients, let us get you healthy. Learn more, find a location near you at TigerDiagnosticsLab.com. That's TigerDiagnosticsLab.com.
Get more value from your drive at Toyota of Easley. Right now, lease the all-new 2026 Toyota BZ for just $299 a month with no money down, exclusively for qualified Toyota customers. This offer makes it easier than ever to get behind the wheel of tomorrow's technology. Call 864-855-2233 for details or visit Toyota of Easley today. Don't miss your chance. Call and visit for your BZ lease special now.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website davisservicesinc.com today.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Flyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take on our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Freddie winding it down for us. Freddie, the house band looking good today. Welcome back. Final segment. Raise your hand if you have something on from Tiger Sports right now. I do. Ashby does. That's, you don't get Aspen, Colorado sweatshirts from Tiger Sports. You do as well? What, you got a hat over there? Ashby, your T-shirt from Tiger Sports? My T-shirt, Tiger Sports as well. Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com. You're making your way into Clemson for... events coming up here this week, and that means any gymnastics, baseball next week. You've got basketball, women's basketball. You got anything coming up for coming into town? I would suggest you stop by and see the latest, greatest of Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com. We've got some lacrosse wear over there. Lacrosse team's going to be awesome this year. I'm going to go to my first lacrosse match this year and see what comes of all that. So go by and see our good friends. 50th anniversary, the place to find it, Tiger Sports and TigerSports.com. So, I love hosting this show because I learn and I throw stuff out and you never know what comes of it. And years ago when we were making fun of curling and then we got introduced to it and we started watching it, we gave it all new respect and now we love curling. We even had local curling here. And you could go to curling in Greenville, as a matter of fact. Now, one thing we won't be able to do here in the upstate of South Carolina is what 5861 talks about in his text or their text on our Tiger on Adams and Cobra text line is ski mountaineering. And he says, my buddy in Utah is a huge ski-mo racer. That's what they call it, ski-mo. So ski mountaineering, to which we have all seen videos of it now. I know we watched on our side of things. Ashby, did you and Will watch ski-mo videos during the break?
Let me tell you what I have to say about ski-mo.
All right.
Those people have more mental toughness and fortitude in their pinky finger than I will ever have in my life.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's unbelievable. So, and y'all add to this where I miss it. They're climbing uphill with backpacks on, with skis on their back. They're cross-country skiing on flat parts. They're downhill skiing on the really downhill parts. Their heart rate, I saw when his heart rate's like 179 BPM. That these are like these ultra athletes, this high endurance athletes, but they're climbing mountains, cross country skiing, and downhill skiing.
How?
I don't know. Ski-mo. This is the first time it's in the Olympics, I think. And so we're gonna watch ski-mo. I'm gonna get you some times where ski-mo will be coming up too. We'll do this by sport, and see what that looks like. But we'll be ski-mo fans coming out of all this. This is the great part of hosting a show. I didn't know it's ski-mo, but ski mountaineering is ski-mo. Texture says that cornhole is like curling is like cornhole for Canadians. That's why they're so stinking good at it. He also says that 30 years ago played Pine Valley, number one golf course in the world. He said it's only the best golf course if you have a phenomenal handicap. And he said, yeah, back then I was a plus. I was an 8 back then, and I shot 97. Humbling is an understatement through all that. Yeah, Pine Valley is so hard. Like, I know a friend of mine, matter of fact, Trey Liu's been on the show before many times, our golf historian, who said, I don't even like playing Pine Valley because it's so stinking hard that he won't go back and play moving forward. Final segment of the show, tomorrow's show, our Wednesday report, we'll get with Dr. Steve Martin. Our Arthrex Sports Medicine segment. We'll talk about Drake May's shoulders and like what 2 weeks means and what they'll be probably doing to him and the latest as far as injuries are concerned. We'll get with Dane Young, UGASports.com. Georgia has a bunch of big things in basketball coming up, big games coming up. Georgia's one of those. Let me check the latest net. We haven't done net today. Net's coming out later in the day than it used to come out. So as of late, the latest with Georgia, Clemson 31st. Georgia 36th in the latest from the net standpoint. So that's where we are there. Georgia basketball, what we'll get with Dane is coming off of last week. And again, Georgia has a chance now, I think, for upper mobility in the league. The Bulldogs, make sure I'm not saying this, three-game losing streak right now. They lost to A&M. The bad part of losing to A&M is they lost by 15 at home to A&M. So my imagine that, and oh, by the way, I didn't realize this, back-to-back home losses. I knew they lost badly. 15 to A&M at home is not good. But back-to-back home losses for Georgia, and that's three home SEC losses. The Bulldogs are 4-5 in the league, but three of their five losses are at home. So Stedman not being good to the Dogs. We'll ask about that, and then we'll get the latest in golf from Andrew Oliphant with that. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I am in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him brad hughes at allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. If you do have any claims, we saw here at the station, we've had two people had almost get, and you helped, by the way, Will. You're a good Samaritan. You helped a nurse yesterday get out of a car situation here.
Yes.
All right. Pileups everywhere, by the way. So if you had to have any kind of claims, I hope you're with our good friends over at Brad Hughes and Allstate.com. We mentioned the Rooney Rule a couple weeks ago. This is my Brad Hughes thought here. The Rooney Rule about interviewing minority candidates. And through it all, we only had one minority head coach in the NFL in this one. And it goes for general managers, too. And this is Robert Salih, who is, let's see if I'm right, Lebanese descent. There's the Titans hired Robert Salih through all of that. So Rooney Rule, I have black assistant coaches, friends of mine, who have times have known that, like, I'm just doing this just for the, be the token interview. They didn't like that part of it. Matter of fact, a lot of times they don't go through all that. I'm not sure how you legislate those opportunities. I know the teams had to go do all that. I'm not sure of the right way to go about that. Excellence is what we're all looking for. Everybody's looking for the next Tony Dungy through all those things, the next Mike Tomlin through all those things. And I guess you could try to legislate a little bit of that. But in the end, these leagues are balancing that. Goodell says that they continue to make progress on diversity, but still they want to accelerate the program and do other things. I'm not sure how you do all that. Rooney Rule in practice is to give more people an opportunity. I will say this, upward mobility in the NFL is easier. We actually have age discrimination in the NFL. Like, old people don't get jobs in the NFL. So for us old folks, we probably need to sue from that standpoint. But in the end, it's about excellence. And in the end, it's about performance and getting jobs and keeping jobs, the way to go about doing that.
A lot of people getting opportunities at head coach in the NFL, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the other things too, I think the NFL, maybe I'm wrong in this, there's a lot of race issues in the country. But when I first started the show 28 years ago, like, I remember the idea of black quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm like, now, man, like, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they want to win. And the Seahawks want to win. And the Kansas City Chiefs want to win. So they don't care what the fans, I think the average fan, maybe I'm wrong, I'm sure you got, all aspects of that. But people just want to win, man. Like, and that's what's the great part about sports is, like, we don't see all that. I don't see a whole lot of that. Maybe I'm just blind to it. Maybe I just try to pretend it's not there. Maybe I'm just naive to it all. But the fact is, like, for the most part, winning is an excellence is what we talk about in sports rather than the other aspects of life there. One thing I would give you guys credit for is I learned stuff from you guys because I don't watch everything in sports, but the toupee guy in boxing that you brought up yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He's all over the place now. One thing you're going to see over the next few days is the hockey fight. I mean, the goalie fights. Did y'all see that this morning?
Was that lacrosse that they were showing?
Indoor lacrosse.
There was also a goalie fight in the outdoor NHL matchup this weekend in Tampa.
Yes. How did they pull it off? I guess the weather cooperated a little bit down that way. But you talk about keeping ice. Do they have ice issues with the Tampa game?
I don't know. I would assume not.
Was it Tampa? Do I even know that? Was it even in Tampa?
It was, yes.
Okay. So you got to do all that. I'm sure there's obviously technology through all those kind of things. Anyway, with that said, Will, start us out. 2-minute drill. What do you have for me today?
1 week from today, we will have already spoken to Coach Eric Backich, making his 2026 season debut here on the Mickey Plyler Show. There is an event coming on Saturday, the We Like to Party Clemson baseball event. It is being hosted in the indoor football practice facility. Go to clemsontigers.com to get tickets. It's your chance to get autographs, meet the team. It's going to be a whole thing. Food and drinks will be available as well.
So take care of that one. I want to get EB on to promote it, but the thing's going so well, they don't need the promotion of all that. One thing I will say about him, and it's early on, his sport is different. And I'm going to ask him next week. His sport is different because think about this. In football, you know who your quarterback's going to be, and as long as everybody's healthy, that's your quarterback for the year. You know who your running back's going to be. You don't change roles. In basketball, like, you know who your 7 or 8 guys are, and those roles change a little bit, but in baseball, who you start out with your original 3 weekend guys, they might be different halfway through the season. And your starter might be your setup guy might be your closer. Like, it just, those roles change. Guys get hot and all that. And it's really one of the weirdest things about college. And you don't do this in major leagues. Like, you got the spring training, all right, these are our 5 starters for the most part. This is our infield. This is our outfield. It's just college baseball that the roles change so much. So I try to pin EB down on these things of, hey, what's this guy's role, or what are you thinking about the fall ball and all that? But those things change like crazy in college baseball. Ashby, 2-minute drill. What do you have for me?
Well, we think alike because I'm going softball.
Yes,
the Tigers open up Thursday at the NFCA Leadoff Classic in Clearwater, Florida, against Southeastern Louisiana. They're ranked in the top 15 in all major polls, looking to make a run this year.
Should be awesome. And watching that program that almost like a reset last year, because it was the post-Valley Kegel days, and it was going to be down, and then all of a sudden those young players started producing, and with the portal, how that works. Can't wait for Coach Ridman and what they're going to do again this season. Harpo, what do you have for me?
So with our talk yesterday about the Super Bowl halftime performances and everything, and we know that Will is such a big Bad Bunny fan, of course, I was wondering, and it just had me thinking, what would be y'all's, like, dream halftime performance? It could be dead or alive. Like, who would you love to see?
Oh, I got one.
I feel like, for me, it'd be like Michael Jackson.
That's mine.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like that would just be absolutely
They go
incredible.
Michael Jackson. Who are you going over there?
Beastie Boys.
Okay.
Two of them are still
okay.
alive.
All right. They are?
Two of them are.
All right. How many were there all together?
Three.
And so just one of them's gone.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Adam Young.
I still, you and I have talked about this before. Is that a parody deal? Are they making fun of it, kind of? I still don't
Their first album, yes.
But then evolved into really true artists.
It's very technical, and they do play a lot of their own instruments.
But they were kind of like making fun of simple lyrics of early hip-hop, right? Early rap, right?
Their first album, Brass Monkey and Fight for Your Right, To Party. That was like 1986, I think. That was a long time ago. They evolved since then. And
but when they like, kick it, boy, like they were like kind of making fun of some of that, I think. I don't know.
I can't think of a better song to hype you up than Brass Monkey to get back out on that field.
I'm going.
Here we go, Drake May.
Get back. I'm going to go like some of the classics. The one guy that I didn't see in concert that I just regret. I never saw Ray Charles, man. And I regret that for sure. Hey, Eric Newton.com for all your real estate needs. EricNewton.com. Get in touch with these good folks. Greenleaf. These are brand new condos that going from $1,700 down to $1,300, saving $400 a month on those. Ask about that. Ask about everything at EricNewton.com. Let me thank everyone here in the studio. Also, Dr. Milt Louder and Tony Morrell. Have a great day. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. We will see it right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Experience an unforgettable evening with country music legend Gene Watson. The legend continues.